Welcome back, beautiful souls. I hope your day has been filled with pockets of peace, moments of joy, and a gentle rhythm that feels good in your bones. Today's energy calls for something really powerful, something that can transform the way we move through life: forgiveness. We all know the saying, holding on to anger is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. It's a hard truth, isn't it? Because when we hold on to resentment, bitterness, or past hurts, those feelings fester inside us. They become a heavy weight, dragging us down, impacting our relationships, our energy, even our physical well-being. But here's the liberating part. Forgiveness isn't about condoning hurtful actions. It's not about saying what happened was okay or minimizing the pain you felt. Forgiveness is a radical act of self-love. It's choosing to release the grip that anger and bitterness has on your heart, freeing yourself from the chains of the past so you can step fully into the present moment. Think about it. Holding on to unforgiveness is like clinging to a sinking ship. You're desperately trying to stay afloat, but all that effort just keeps dragging you deeper down. Forgiveness, on the other hand, is like letting go of the ship and trusting in the currents to carry you to calmer waters. It's not always easy, I know. But when we choose forgiveness, we make a powerful statement not to the person who hurt us, but to ourselves. We say, I am strong enough to release this pain. I am worthy of peace and joy. I choose love over bitterness. So how can we cultivate this transformative power of forgiveness? Here are some practices you can weave into your day. 1. Acknowledge the pain. Before anything else, acknowledge the hurt you feel. Don't try to bury it or pretend it doesn't exist. Give yourself permission to feel the pain fully without judgment. This is a crucial step because ignoring your feelings will only prolong the healing process. 2. Shift your perspective. Try to see the situation from a different angle. What might have motivated the other person? Were they hurting too? Maybe they weren't aware of the impact of their actions. Holding space for understanding doesn't mean excusing harmful behavior, but it can soften the edges of anger and resentment. 3. Practice compassion. Imagine yourself in the shoes of the person who hurt you. Feel empathy for their struggles, their fears, their imperfections. This doesn't mean condoning what they did. It simply means extending a thread of compassion that can bridge the gap between pain and understanding. 4. Cultivate gratitude. Even amidst the hurt, there are always things to be grateful for. Focus on the good in your life. The people who love you, the experiences that have shaped you, the lessons you've learned. Cultivating gratitude shifts your energy from what's missing to what you already possess. 5. Breathe deeply. When anger or resentment flares up, take a few deep breaths. Inhale slowly and deeply through your nose, feeling your chest expand with each breath. Exhale slowly through your mouth, releasing any tension or negativity. This simple practice can help calm your nervous system and bring you back to the present moment. Take a moment now. Close your eyes if you feel comfortable. Imagine yourself surrounded by a warm, golden light. Feel its gentle embrace soothing away any lingering pain or resentment. Breathe deeply into this light, allowing it to fill your heart with peace and forgiveness. Remember, beautiful souls, the journey of forgiveness is not linear. There will be days when it feels easier than others. Some wounds may take longer to heal. But with each act of forgiveness, you are choosing love over pain, freedom over captivity. You are becoming a beacon of light, radiating compassion and strength to yourself and the world around you. So today, let go of what no longer serves you. Embrace the power of forgiveness. Step into your own light. You are worthy of peace, joy, and boundless love. Keep shining brightly. Carry this with you. I release the past, I embrace the present, I choose love. Until tomorrow.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.